I'm looking to create a 20-year strategic plan for my parks department, recreating the vision and mission of my department to really engage and grab the community, be able to bring them together, as well as increase the offerings that we have.
I want to ask, is this budget driven? Are you expecting cuts to your department down the line as the borough's budget gets tighter?
I believe everybody will probably be expecting cuts, and my department will. It's definitely a general fund. So having the ability to have a group that does that can raise monies through grants, through a nonprofit status, is going to be incredibly helpful.
This would be similar to Friends of the Petersburg Libraries group?
Yes. I think Tara's done an amazing job over there, and they've been able to work together and really do some amazing things, building that new library and bringing in all the sorts of cultural and arts programs that they've got over there. I think it would be great to be able to emulate that over at Parks and Rec.
And so for a Parks and Rec group, what would be entailed for someone who would join this? What kind of meetings and input, and what would you be expecting of someone who served on this kind of organization?
Initially, I would really love to be able to set up a vision and mission for this group. So maybe a two-day weekend workshop discussing and establishing where our goals are, and then maybe once a quarter meeting up to see where we're going, how everybody's doing, what they've heard in the community, and how we're fitting into our 20-year strategic plan and reevaluating our 3 and 5 year goals.
Yeah, you'd be hoping to this group would eventually be a fundraising organization for what, for covering operations or actual equipment or buildings or what?
Maybe replacing playgrounds, but really being able to offer programs that we can't currently offer because underprivileged families may not be able to come in and take those programs. So maybe start a recreation benefit fund that allows people to access it and use it to pay for programs and or activities or anything, or a membership to the facility, to widen our group and be able to open up to the whole community at large, our programs.
Okay. And if this doesn't happen with the budget like it is, does that mean reduced hours and lack or cut activities in the future, do you think?
Most likely.
Yeah.
Certain days and time frames may be cut back. The playgrounds may be shut down. Playgrounds are all aging. The Sandy Beach Playground is over 20 years old. The Yilkachak Playground is currently closed. And I'm working together with PIA and a couple of other groups to try and see if we can build monies to replace that. The Ira 2 Playground is also needing a little bit of repairs. So the playgrounds need some help all around. But it would be great to be able to work towards increasing those and increasing the areas in which we offer playgrounds. So if we can work together and find monies, that would be the best overall solution.
Okay. Not just playgrounds, trails, the community center, the ball fields. Although the ball fields have kind of, Little League has taken a bigger role in managing those, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you think... there are more opportunities like that where other nonprofits or local groups would be taking over or helping out with facilities as the budget gets tighter?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Ideas have ranged from doing a kind of like an adopt a playground or adopt a park program, adopt a bench, or doing fundraisers. I think those are different types of a brainstorming that we could do together in the Parks and Rec, like Friends of the Parks and Rec group. I'm really open to anything and everything that we can envision as a community and working together in this group to try and make it happen.